you were in Fosse, and like, I mean, what a interesting character he was.
Well, I have to say, you know, I would have loved to have worked with him.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of working with Wayne Verdon, Chet Walker, Ann Reinking. These are the people who, even Cole Fosse, his daughter, these are the people who he trained, you know, so, and listening to his former wife, Gwen Burden, you know, speak about him, and we watched tapes, and we watched, it was like a boot camp when we went into the project of Fosse. It was really quite beautiful to listen to his words as a creative force, wanting to change the game, as he said, a little bit, from a person who didn't have so much ballet technique, as he said. He was a hoofer, meaning a tap dancer, and that he loved ballet line. Obviously, his wife, Gwen Burden, was phenomenal because she was a ballerina and also had this you know, beautiful physique and was strong as a character. But in learning all of this material, we obviously have become ambassadors of the work, and I really feel that, you know, if, when I look around, I'm like, gosh, his work is everywhere. Case in point, when I saw The Little Prince, the movie The Little Prince, and Bob Fosse was doing this Making a Tree, I believe it's called, and I was looking at all the movements that he was doing, and I was like, oh my goodness, these are Michael Jackson's movements. Right. So then, in fact, in speaking with Michael at the time, watching him do Motown, the Motown experience, where he went on and he was coming on to do his solo endeavor, and he was doing all those movements that Bob Fosse was doing, and, you know, incorporated his own style too, but he took a lot of stuff from Bob Fosse. And then when I spoke with Michael, he was like, I love Bob Fosse, damn, oh my god, I would have loved to have met him, and blah blah. And so, oh, I believe actually he did, because, you know, Bob Fosse passed in 1986. But in looking at him, I could see that there's this wonderful commonality in commercial dance. So I knew that he loved, speaking of Bob Fosse, I knew that he loved making sure people felt movement and visually having it be super creative, where it's fun and it's just engaging to the audience.